Just before dusk, on an evening in late May, Antonio Valdez, a comisionado on Acequia San Lorenzo, walked a path downstream along Rio Pueblo between the river and the Acequia. Antonio had examined the presa to confirm that it was set at the appropriate level, just enough to send water into his acequia for its parciantes to irrigate their gardens and orchards, while leaving enough in the Rio Pueblo for the Acequia de los Patos downstream. While checking the presa, Antonio had hidden a lockbox inside the seldom-used tool storage shed that stood nearby. The river flowed high and loud and turbulent on one side of the path with the last of the spring runoff. On the other side, the acequia it fed was full. Acequia San Lorenzo currently had no mayordomo. Jacinto Ramirez, the mayordomo hired the year before, had quit suddenly after a dispute with the comisión. As a result, Antonio, as one of the three comisionados, had to take his turn managing the ditch until a new mayordomo was hired. Willows and cottonwoods were leafing out on both sides of the river, and Antonio heard the song of the yellow-breasted chat, a night singer familiar to the bosques in summer. He remembered the song from his boyhood when he listened from his bedroom in the old adobe he'd inherited from his parents and where he and his wife had raised their daughter. It was lonely now at home without Reina, his wife of 40 years who had died of cancer the previous September, especially since their only child, Delilah, had taken a job as a staff attorney at a major water rights law firm in Santa Fe, about 50 miles from his home in Vadito. As he walked on the mayordomo's path, Antonio mused on how the small accumulation of snow from a mild winter in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains was melting far too fast, and the month of May, usually cool, had been unseasonably warm and windy, even here at 7,500 feet. Water from the river, though plentiful now, might not last until the monsoon rains came. Already he'd had words with mayordomos from the other acequias that shared the Rio Pueblo. Just 2 days ago, Jeremy Diggs, the mayordomo of Acequia de los Patos, had loudly accused Antonio at the village market of taking more water than he should. Then yesterday, Antonio had an unpleasant interaction with Carlos Gutierrez, mayordomo of the acequia upstream from him, when he asked for repartimiento early to avoid stress on his parciante's young seedlings. Carlos shook his head and said darkly, "It won't matter, Antonio. Look at that mountain. It's nearly bare already. The runoff will be finished in a week. No one should even consider planting this spring." "No one. But those acequias upstream like yours, Carlos," Antonio had thought. "If only our watershed was not being depleted by those old diversions that transfer water into Mora County, we'd all have much more water," Antonio thought. The Mora transfers were a series of ditches and concrete structures hidden high in the mountains that funneled water from some of the Rio Pueblo's watershed over a series of passes and into the next basin in Mora County. The ditches were dug by Mora County farmers in the early to middle 19th century, supposedly with the permission of the Picaris Pueblo, to whom the water actually belonged. Antonio, a retired professor of New Mexico history, was familiar with this story of permission giving. He'd also heard Picaris tribal members object that they had never agreed to giving up their water. Still, in 1907, with help from members of the notorious Santa Fe Ring, Mora had received permanent and perfected rights to the water over the objections of the Picaris tribe. The water they'd sent to Mora County diminished the entire Rio Pueblo watershed. Antonio fervently believed that water which had fallen as snow and rain in their watershed rightfully belonged on their side of the mountain. Mora residents believed as passionately that water delivered by ditches laboriously dug by their ancestors belonged to them. Recently, an important court ruling, the Rimrock decision, had established that Native American tribes had priority rights to water flowing to their lands because they had been on their lands longer than anyone else. The Rimrock decision meant that the Mora transfers could be relitigated, restoring water to the Picaris Pueblo and the Rio Pueblo watershed.